have big balls.
Yes, and they you bounce on it and you stretch over it, and it's absolutely enormous.
Is that the one that has the dildo attached to it that you?
Wait. Is that how Big Fatty is making his living nowadays? He's renting out his balls for stretching and bouncing. It's like it's a new, you know, who needs an exercise ball? Just rent Big Fatty's balls.
I think Big Fatty took the idea of the Clona Willy and just took it to a whole new level. And he's just got the Clona ball thing going on there. So why rent Big Fatty's balls when you can own one?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's renting out his balls for stretching and bouncing.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1316 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of February, 2013. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show. Y'all, Big Fatty's going to tell you about the weekend, plus a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, suits and skirts. Big Fatty, lovely. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I am Raccoon. I am Raccoon, this little show. Very, very late, y'all, because I have just completed the first meeting of the suits and skirts for the Pride 48 for 2013. And y'all, let me tell you y'all, there's big doings. There's big doings. And y'all, it's year number 5 of the Pride 48, so it should be big doings. Yes, Big Fatty, big old doings. And y'all, I'm gonna give you an update on some of that here in just a few minutes. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Adam Burns and that Daniel Bieber. Y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty's balls, and y'all, that big old Larry Queen, Big Fatty, he was, in there also. So, anyway, but, y'all, it was, Big Fatty, don't you have some sort of special music you're supposed to play when you talk about Pride 48? Well, you know, it's been so long. Poodle, thank you so much for reminding me. I'm here to serve, Big Fatty. I believe that may be trademarked. Don't tell anyone I said that. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the suits, we had our first meeting, and, y'all, the main thing that you need to do is get out your pencil and write down, State of the Station, February the 24th at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Y'all, that'll be the very first State of the Station, little show that's on Sunday the 24th. Of February at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Time. And y'all will kind of bring everybody up to date on where we are on things and all. You know that Joey Bukkake sent everybody the code to get the good discounts. And y'all, I went back and that code expired, and we don't have the Pride 48 code yet, but we're working on it. But y'all, I just thought, well, you know, I'll go and see what the best offer they have now is. Y'all, they were offering 30% off rooms, where it was, I think, 50 or 55% off with the other code. With the good code that was active for those 2 days last week, Big Fatty's room, including the $15 a day resort fee and the tax, came to a total of $422.24 for 6 nights. That's for 6 nights, y'all. With the best code they have available right now, it with all the taxes and the resort fees, it's $590.24. Y'all, that is $168. Yes!
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me tell you, I have got an egg white omelet on my face. Big Fatty Vulgar, go wipe your face. Cause y'all, on Friday of the 8th of February, y'all, it was the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only up there in the Chicagos. Y'all, it's old T. Wiggles, old Terry of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos. Y'all, Tom was kind to send Big Fatty a reminder on Thursday night, but y'all, as you know, I had to pre-record that for right little show, so I wasn't able to include it in that show. But y'all, I want to give special thanks to the Vons, for passing along a voice letter that I left over there at her little show, wishing old T. Wiggles a happy celebration. But y'all, that is in the past, y'all. Today, though, the 11th, start of VD week, me, Fatty Vulgar, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, it is for the Pineapple Princess himself. Y'all, it is that Kyle in the Hawaiians. It is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, he is almost old enough to legally drink. Big Fatty, then probably we should just make a pineapple upside down cake. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, by the time you hear this, the voting will be over for the super fan over there at Spotting Big Fatty. But y'all, there's been a post over there that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. Y'all, that was some turkey soup. It says, Big Fatty models his new bacon suit. He invites his gentlemen callers to eat their way through to the creamy center. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, but you look lovely in that. Y'all, it says, who do you want to crown the super fan of Spotting Big Fatty? Did you vote for your favorite dentist, Big Fatty? And y'all, then, somebody said mainly 9 candidates are competing for the super duper fan title with 2 days left. And, y'all, then it says, and then for Sunday, it says, remember today's your last day to vote. Big Fatty, it's too damn late. Why did you bother reading those things? People need to post some pictures over there. That's what we want to see. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know I had to record my Friday little show early. So y'all, let's see, the last time I spoke to you was when I recorded on Wednesday night for the Thursday and Friday little shows. Y'all, for Thursday, Big Fatty and old Larry Vader, y'all, well, Wednesday evening, y'all, we had to go out to the Aeropuerto, which, of course, we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And, y'all, we had to get a rental car or two. We got two, because, y'all, old Vader and I were driving a group of coal miners over to the Hatlanta for the Young Coal Miners Convention. And y'all, we left, let's see, I don't know, I guess we left the coal mine around 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and we were off up the interstate highway, the expressway, and y'all, we had to stop in TT. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear every detail. And we had a little lunch. Where did we have lunch? Oh, we had the what do you call that? The Bojangles. I know, the Bojangles fried chicken. Then we got over to Hatlanta, and we got checked in at the motel, and Big Fatty had his own room, and y'all immediately turned on the grin doctor. Hi. But y'all, I was busy. I could not deal with the these hi. People right then and there. And so y'all, we had to go to the first session of the convention. And but y'all, let me tell you, you know, everybody up in the Northeast has got all this they got snow coming out of their butt. Baby, that's vulgar. We had the rain. We had the rain. Oh, dear Gussie, we had the rain. And, y'all, I mean, it just stormed all the way from, like, Columbia to just outside Atlanta. And y'all, just buckets of it. And all of that moved up the East Coast. And, y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little worried about that Brian in Boston. You know, he is the unsubscribed, self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. But y'all, evidently, Boston got it pretty hard. I asked old Biba when I talked to him during the suits meeting. He says that they got 34 inches. Y'all, 34 inches of snow! I mean, dear Gussie. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. But after the session that evening, we had gotten the coal miners fed prior to that that evening session, and then old Veda and I, y'all, we walked up the hill and we went to the Hard Rock Cafe. I don't know why we went there, but it was there, and it was one of the few things that was around within walking distance that was still open, because it was like 10 o'clock p.m. in the evening, and had a really good solid there. I don't know what it was called, but it was real good, and I had a well-deserved Tanqueray and tonic. Yes, Big Freddy, with two limes. And then it was into the love chamber, and I'd gotten a message from that the gay country boy. And y'all, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but that is not spelled C-U-N-T. Big Freddy, we know. And y'all, he was poopy. He was just poopy. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, he was all shucksy. Big Freddy, all shucksy. And kicking a pebble down the road. Big Freddy. But y'all, it just wasn't going to happen this time. And so anyway, got up for Friday morning, and y'all went and they had a quick brofkas. Y'all, it was a Chick-fil biscuit. Well, you know that's the, you know, I'm not eating the Chick-fil anymore. So once the instructional session started, you know, because Big Fatty was I was mainly a driver. I walked back to the hotel, and y'all, I had the breakfast buffet, and had the scrambled eggs and the bacon and the sausage, and had a little sausage gravy also, and a little bit of grits too. Big Freddy, you just went all out, and basically read the USA Today. You know, you've got to be there. The 19th. Big Freddy, you're confusing things. Anyway, and then that evening, what did we do that evening? Oh, we went to a steakhouse, and of course, what do you have at a steakhouse? Well, Big Fatty had chicken. Yes, Big Fatty, of course you did, and a garden salad, and some mushrooms, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. But y'all, That evening. That evening, I had a, just a, you know, it was, I don't know, you know, the young coal miners, they like to go out and imbibe. They like to imbibe, and Big Fatty would have nothing of it. And so, y'all, I went back to the room, and y'all, I had only time I had for gentlemen calling was Friday night, and y'all, just a lovely gentleman caller came by the hotel, and it was just lovely. And there was no puppet show. It was just, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear what it was. You've said enough. And then Saturday we were back over to the convention center, and y'all, what did they call that? They had the breakfast burrito. Y'all, I felt like I was in Mexico. They had the breakfast burrito with the sausages and all that kind of stuff, and I had that. It was not very satisfying though. Saturday evening, y'all, they had a big congratulatory coal mining banquet, and y'all, they had a chicken masala for us to eat, and y'all, they had asparagus. And you know, quite frankly, y'all, I can't imagine anybody that would put something in the shape of a shaft with a tip on the end of it in their mouth. I just can't have it. Big Fatty, think about what you just said. Okay, I can't think of, I can't imagine anyone putting something in the shape of a shaft with a tip on the end of it that's green. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, in their mouth. But then after that, there was a hootenanny, and I stayed around for a little bit of the hootenanny, not too long, though. Big Fatty every once in a while has to cut a rug. Big Fatty, please. And then went back and what did I do? I packed my valise, my grip, and then Sunday morning I set my alarm clock and had that buffet breakfast again. And y'all, then we drove back, and by the time we returned the rental vehicles to the aeropuerto, which you may have heard is Mexican for aeropuerto. It was time for the meeting of the suits, and now here I sit, brokenhearted, trying to be Fatty, please. So that was pretty much the weekend. Y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters I was hoping to play today, but it looks like it's going to be tomorrow before I get around to that. But y'all, there was something. There was something that Paul sent to me while I was over there. It was just as cute as it could be. And I thought I'd read it to you, because I know that crazy Mexican, that Hat M, loves when Big Fatty... Oh, Dick, I see reads to you. An elderly couple was watching the Discovery Channel special about the West African bush tribe whose men had all their penises were 24 inches long. When the black male reaches a certain age, a string is tied around his penis, and at the other end is a weight. After a while, the weight stretches it to 24 inches. Well, later that evening, as the husband was getting out of the shower, his wife looked at him and says, "How's our little tribal experiment coming along?" "Well, it looks like we're about halfway there," he replied. "Wow, you mean it's 12 inches?" He said, "No, but it's turned black."
He's renting out his balls for stretching and bouncing?
Oh no, we're talking about stretching a penis!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.